This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
That's my girl.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9.
That's right. You are listening to Joy 94.9. And this is Triple Bypass, where the bisexuality program here on Joy. I was just on Urban Dreaming, which was, again, a pretty great show. And here at Triple Bypass, we do pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging from the Kulin Nation. This land was never ceded, and it will always has been and always will be Aboriginal land. We also pay our respects to the brother boys and sister boys, sister girls of the Indigenous LGBTI community. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I'm James.
And we're all together again.
Yeah, hey.
It's
for the first time in a million years.
It's felt a while. That was That's My Girl by That's My Girl by Fifth Harmony, which has quite a few very bisexual members in it, which is very cool. And it's a pretty groovy song. So where have you guys been?
Yes, we do exist. We are real and we are here. It's the first time we've been in the studio all together at the same time?
Since like September or something. It's been a while.
Right. There's been a bit of travelling overseas.
Yeah, I've been buying up Europe. That's B-I, not B-U-Y.
I was going to say.
I can't afford.
I was going to say, what part of Europe do you have and may I go there sometime?
Right.
Or is it like, I bought a square metre in Belgium.
Yeah. Well, I've been creating some bi visibility in Thailand. I asked the tattooist to tattoo a bi flag on my inside of my forearm. Mm-hmm. So had a few bi conversations in Koh Samui.
Noise, get the conversation going. International flair, love it, love it. It's a very cool tattoo. So it's like the reverse, like pink triangle, but the bi colours.
Right.
And I also, there's been a few other. You got Free Mercury going on.
I got Freddy, and I've got Batman and Robin.
Making out. You got to add that bit. It's Batman and Robin making out.
They're making out. Their asses are pretty hot.
They are getting it on. Yeah. If you want to get it on with us, you can message us on 0427JOY949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass. Also on Twitter at Triple Bypass. And, we're also available. All of our stuff is available to download at joy.org.au/triple bypass or on iTunes.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting last couple of months. We've had a few pretty amazing shows, and there's something that the host of Urban Dreaming,
Davey,
there's something that Davey said in the show just before us when he talked about being around his mob and you can just feel relaxed.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, what are we relaxing from when we're not with our mob? And it's really interesting to hear the very queer conversations over the last couple of months. There's a lot happening politically. And there is something very special when bi people get together, even standing at the State Library just with other bisexual people.
Yes.
Something really meaningful about being together.
And there is, and I think what Davey was also saying about how when there are, like, you know, too many white fellas in the room and you start to feel a bit tense, I still feel that in a lot of gay spaces. Like, when I've gone the first time, I'm just like, I just don't want to have to deal with all the microaggressions today. I just don't have to, like, have people assume things about my sexuality and assume things about who I am because of my sexuality, which I, you know, I have the huge privilege of people not knowing until I say it, as opposed to just coding me straight away when they look at me, which, of course, is what happens when people, to everyone who is not white in this country.
Right. And when sort of, you know, I sit in a lot of groups and you know, we all go to
you
meetings.
You founded a group.
I found one group. Yeah, but I'm just thinking, you know, you go around the room and when people, for whatever reason, we declare our sexual orientation and you say bisexual, I kind of still get this feeling, and this is mainly in queer spaces, I kind of get this feeling where I just need to have a look around and see where the metaphorical eye roll is happening or even the real eye roll.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that kind of like feeling out the vibe, like, who's going to be a dick about this?
at the Melbourne Bisexual Discussion Group, we had a person coming along for a very long time who used to begin every discussion group by saying, "My name is X, and I am bisexual," because they just said, it's the only space where I can say that, and everyone just nods and smiles and we just move on.
Right.
And it just to them it just felt really liberating just to be able to say that and just declare it loudly and proudly.
I hang out with some of my friends, and occasionally they'll have their friends there who I don't know that well, and someone was like, "Your friend Ruby, like, she mentioned she was bisexual like 6 times, but, like, you know," and I was like, and she's like, "Why did she do that?" I was like,
Only 6? You're not meeting your quota, Ruby.
I know. I didn't get all the punches out in my card. I didn't get my free coffee or what. Something like that. But anyway, it was just more that I was like, yeah, because I know people code and that people do not code anyone as bi. And so I make a point of saying it all the time because I do not want anyone to think I'm anything else, because visibility starts with us, and I will be the most loud, visible bisexual I can be. Also, because I'm an Aspie, I don't get too flustered by social awkwardness because that's my life. I live in it. So it's just like, you know, there's no extra level of awkwardness because I'm already feeling awkward.
So I was just thinking, how do you get visibly coded as bi? And I'm like, you sort of have to walk down the street.
Wear a t-shirt. We've gone over this. By the by, I'm bi.
Get a tattoo.
People of visibly different genders on, you know, like, beside you, sort of just kind of snuggling and snogging them as you walk. And then I just imagine how many people would sort of go, "Why are those two gay guys cuddling that woman?"
Yeah.
Totally.
Or if you're a woman, "Oh, that guy's lucky."
Right.
Yeah. You know, even if I'm in the middle, it's like, "No, I'm lucky. It's me."
Yeah.
That's why I go with t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's so much easier. Yeah. Just one transaction, much less like trying to, you know, like, negotiate and have like, all right, I just, look, I, James, you know, you've been in a very successful polyamorous relationship for a long time, and I still am just like, that just seems like so much work. I can barely, you know, keep open communication with one person at a time.
The trick is to find people with whom it isn't hard work.
Right. Right. Look, yeah, and I guess bisexuality is something that we take responsibility for talking about publicly, as awkward as it can be at times, because we kind of need to, well, this is my sense, is I guess leaders in the bi community, we need to sort of start paving the way and make it easier for other people to sort of come to these conversations. I had a colleague at work who came up to me and he pulled me aside and said, you know, I used to think my partner used to describe himself bisexual, and I used to challenge him on that. But now, you know, I'm really starting to pay attention, and I've got it. And I'm thinking, and this is someone who's older than me, and I am not, you know, I wouldn't say I'm old, but I'm not young. But so this person's been around, and he's just got there, and he knows I'm the bisexual guy in the organisation. So
token.
So you are the bisexual.
I am token, but we can use that because people can come up to us and clarify things and create a conversation.
Absolutely, and like,
you're the monosexual whisperer.
I've had a similar thing. So I went to a Halloween party and I did not really know anybody except for my friend, and my friend very quickly got very drunk. So she was not a great conversationalist. And it was a dress-up party, so I was dressed in my Starfleet uniform from the original series of Star Trek, which I made per the original. I really like Star Trek. Anyway, so I was at the party and I was talking with a girl about bisexuality, and I actually saw the people kind of just start to turn and come over and just listen, particularly women.
Right.
And so, and there was this whole thing of yes, yes, yes. And so for a lot of people who might have, you know, kind of had feelings about it, actually hearing someone start to put into words your experiences and be like, oh, crap, it is not just me. We talk about that all the time on the show, but having your experiences and your struggles validated is so important for your own mental well-being.
Yes.
And for your happiness.
And being visible is one of the most powerful things you can do.
Exactly. So I will mention I'm bisexual at least 6 times, and that's like on a bad day when I'm just like trying to be subtle about it.
When you're trying to hide.
And then the days when I'm feeling particularly non-verbal, I just wear my T-shirt.
Right.
And then it's all fine. I'm thinking of dyeing my hair in the bi colours, but I have to explain to everyone that this is the bi flag because people just don't get that.
So why have you dyed your hair in the Coalition for Marriage colours?
Right. Oh, those bastards, right. You stole us. So we're going to jump to a song. This is by Beck Sandridge. This was a friend from one of the Killjoy women we had on the show.
Yes.
And this song is called I'll Never Want a BF. And so she's a very, very cool Australian queer artist. So that's coming up now. You are on Triple Bypass, and this is Joy 94.9.
Such a funny thing that you're trying to pretend that I don't have a girlfriend by my side. Do you give my number to any old man and you hope that he'll turn a blind eye? But why? I'll never have a boyfriend just 'cause you think I should, just 'cause you think I will, just like you. Just 'cause you want.
This is Joy 94.9 and you are listening to Triple Bypass, the bisexuality program here on Joy. That song was I'll Never Want a BF by Beck Santridge, the very cool queer Australian musician. And I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm James.
And I can't ever imagine ever not wanting a beer.
A BF?
A BF.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
not best friend?
No, unfortunately. That's BFF. Best friend forever.
Well, same
what
goes.
About a, what
same
about
goes.
A temporary best friend, though? They're not a BFF. They're just a BF or a TBF.
They're a mistake, generally. I'd say that's a temporary best friend is a miscalculation, a misread personality. We have been chatting at the beginning of the show about bi spaces and bi visibility.
Yes.
And why I personally make a point of mentioning I'm bisexual at least 6 times per conversation.
But have you recorded a song about it yet?
No, James, but you did, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, check it out on our podcast at joy.org.au/triplebypass.
That's right, or you can find it on iTunes, which is we've linked that on our Facebook page, which is at Triple Bypass, and that was for our Radiothon show. And it is pretty banging. It's a banging,
yeah,
banging jam. I love it. We will have that again. And we also, we did a Missy Higgins live once.
Yes.
That was fun too.
Yeah, you can catch the video of that on a Facebook page as well.
I think right. So. And if you just want to say hi, you can message us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
I've got Twitter open in front of me, so you can give us a tweet at
Triple Bypass.
Yeah. Nobody can say the name of the show tonight.
We're fumbling a bit tonight. I know I am. But we also have our bisexual international listeners, and we want to say thank you for your emails. Please get onto our Facebook page and type something nice for us and send it through. And also to anyone who's contacted us outside of the show who's wanted some support or some direction to access certain services or just to tell us that they're bisexual, thank you very much.
That's right. Obviously, Anthony has some training in counselling. James and I do not. So we are not, probably the most, there's a limit to the amount of help we can do, but we are very happy to have a chat with you about bisexuality, about, any doubts or confusion you might have, because it is very, very normal to have confusion surrounding any sexuality that is not monosexual.
And
monosexual
also,
means single gender attracted.
And we have the hookup, so if there's anyone you need to talk to, we'll probably know someone appropriate.
Right. I'm on the hookup talking about bisexuality too, so you
right.
can check that out.
And we're advocates, and sometimes, it doesn't matter if you're a counsellor or what sort of qualifications you have.
Mm.
If the person that you're talking to is bisexual and you're bisexual and that is enough because that it can be more meaningful, mm-hmm. then that's fair enough.
And it does help that 3 of us do get practice talking about bisexuality every week here on Joy.
Right. So we're talking about bi-visibility. We're talking about the bisexual community. Mm-hmm. Where are the visible bi spaces in our community? And I guess just to start off with, I want to talk about Friday the 1st of December that just passed, which was World AIDS Day. And, there was a lot of remembering the, same-sex attracted men or men who had sex with men who died from HIV/AIDS, and also the women who lived with HIV and died with AIDS. And I attended the Positive Living Centre on Commercial Road in Paran for a memorial service. And people had the opportunity to walk up and light a candle and to say the name out loud of the person that they are remembering. I was incredibly proud to hear a couple of people say the names of their loved ones and to actually mention that they were bisexual. Someone actually even walked up and said Freddie Mercury's name. So there was good representing there, and it was quite special.
And I think, well, the bisexual contribution to the HIV and AIDS resources has always existed. So Dr. David Luria, who was the co-director of the Bisexual Centre, which was founded in 1976, was actually one of the pioneers in the fight. So he was a leather icon as well. And he actually did a safer sex education workshops in bathhouses and BDSM clubs in San Francisco.
Right.
So we've, like, I think that's, and it is easy because it's like to kind of forget that bisexual people have actually been contributors and members and fighters in this community for as long as there has been a community, because we don't know, a lot of our history kind of gets gayified, kind of gets, you know, or straightened, you know. Right. So Virginia Woolf was married but also wrote love letters to a woman. So she had, like, homosexual tendencies. Nah, the bitch was bi.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy, you know, or straight, like, you know, men who are mostly straight, they're bi.
Yeah.
Or pan.
Yeah, we don't have to remind everyone about Brenda Howard either, so.
No, we do not. But apparently we do.
Right.
But I wish, but, you know, but so as far as spaces, look, it's a, bisexual people are very, only I think about 60% of us don't really, who are out, which is not a whole lot of us, don't actually feel particularly connected to community, because there aren't a lot of bi spaces. But both James and Anthony from Sing Across From have been founders of bi spaces here in Victoria. And that, as I've gotten older, I've kind of realised how special that is. So definitely, so James is one of the founders for the Bi Alliance, which has been going on for over a decade.
Oh, there's been some overlapping groups. The discussion group's been running, actually it just hit its 12th anniversary.
There you go.
Which is pretty astonishing.
Lovely.
We didn't even realise it. We were talking about it and went, oh, wait a minute, let me just do the math. Oh my goodness, we've been running for 12 years as of last month. But the Alliance itself has been running, I think, for 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. Which sort of was formed as, we wanted to formalise the structure and actually have a proper sort of advocacy group and sort of a peak body, if you want.
First bi group to march at Melbourne Pride.
Oh, no. Bi Victoria actually marched before us. Bi Victoria did some amazing groundbreaking work. Considering that they were a social group, like they really were formed for people to, you know, make friends and hopefully find relationships. It really was just a social group, but it turned into a really important advocacy group and representation and visibility group, and they marched and stuff like that. The first time I ever marched at Pride in Melbourne was with Bi Victoria, and that was fantastic.
Well, and that's not the only one, but we will jump back into Anthony's little group. Well, not little group, small, but
22 members.
Though we be, but like, you know, though she be, but little she is fierce. That kind of a jazz. We'll jump right back into that after this. We're going to a song by the very bi Kesha woman from her album Rainbow. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
It is a little sweary.
Yeah. So that, thank you. There is a language warning. We don't always have to do those, but. Language
this
warning.
One's quite sweary.
This one's very sweary.
Very good.
But stay tuned. This is Triple Bypass and you're on Joy.
Let's be serious. It's a real... This is... Excuse me.
Okay, shut up. I buy my own things. I pay my own bills. These diamond rings. My automobiles. Everything I got, I bought it. Boys can't buy my love. Buy my love. Yeah. I work real hard every day. I'm a motherfucking woman, baby. All right. I don't need a man to be holding me too tight.
This is Joy 94.9, and you have tuned in to Triple Bypass, where the bisexuality program here on Joy, here for all you multi-gender attracted babes.
How good was that Kesha track? I love that one.
Woman
so much.
Woman by Kesha.
The one problem with that song is when it gets stuck in my head when I'm in a public place and I'm like singing it to myself and go, oh, I should probably not sing that so loudly.
James, just hum it. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm James. And that was Kesha. So we have been chatting about bi spaces. So both James and Anthony have over the last... James has been a part of a discussion group which has been going on for 12 years now, also with the Bi Light, about 7 years old. And the new cool baby group on the block is the Melbourne Bisexual Network, which is set up by Anthony.
Yeah, it is the baby group on the block because the people who are attending all identify as bisexual or pansexual or non-monosexual. And we are a group of professionals who are getting together to try and create some, well, I guess by visibility, to create some spaces where we can be ready to respond.
So it is the baby group, but it's a child prodigy.
It's a child prodigy, indeed. Look, you should see...
With all the issues that come with that.
Totally. Right.
Crushing expectations.
Right. Well, some of these, we're very ambitious, and we're trying to fit a lot in, and we are... actually going to be represented at some upcoming conferences. So we're going to talk about, more formally what our role will be in the community. They're very interesting meetings because speaking about being the new sort of baby on the block, we are sort of learning to crawl together. And we all come in there with our own specific bi experiences as individuals, but we're also noticing what the needs are out in services, in the service sector around people who are... who have clients who may identify as bisexual accessing their services for all sorts of health and wellbeing. So health and wellbeing issues. So we want to contact those services. We want to have some involvement with those services to ensure that when they're addressing our brother and sister's needs, that they're doing it in a very bi-inclusive way.
So the funny thing is, with the Alliance, we've considered doing that for so many years, but we don't have the language or the context, and it's like, yes, but you actually will be, all of your group can speak to people in the same sort of industries. They know the terminology. They know how to, connect and communicate with these people.
Right, and I guess we're there to say that it is different for bi people and they need to understand that. Using the word same-sex attracted or men who have sex with men and queer men, these are things that sound inclusive, but we're going to need more. We're going to start to need more.
Yeah, and I think it's also I'm a part of the Melbourne Bisexual Network as well, and I think for most of us in the group, it's our first time really being part of this kind of organisation at all. It is for me, and so a lot of it is kind of also just putting together information so when any kind of community says that they are LGBTI friendly, that they actually do have information particularly for multi-gender attracted people. So on the separate issues that we face that cannot be covered by the material they might have for gay and lesbian people.
Right. Because how often do you sit in a waiting room for a queer organisation and see a pamphlet or a flyer?
Could you be gay? I was in high school, that was the pamphlet that was.
Right. There's nothing that is purely for bisexual people. So we are in the process of developing that kind of literature.
Mm-hmm. Because we do have very specific needs and very specific mental health outcomes and things like that are very different from other groups.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are unique in a lot of things in the hostility we face from our own community, as well as how we can present particular issues. So, for example, bisexual women are more likely to have eating disorders and to self-harm, and we don't still know why. So there are all these things that we have the stats for, we know all these things why, but there has not been much work done into finding out why these things happen. So, and you can't address it if all you know is that she's got a rash, but it's like, why?
Right.
The funny thing is, if you could corner a politician and say, hey, we've identified this group that has, worse mental health outcomes and are more subjected to intimate partner violence and more likely to consider suicide, more likely to attempt suicide, but they have zero funding to investigate this, literally zero funding in Australia and in the state of Victoria that actually has LGBTO funding, and we've got none of it. And, if you just said, without identifying, you just said, there's a group that has all these problems, would you like to challenge that? And they'd say, yeah. And it's like, well, it's bisexuals.
Right. I think it would depend on, even for that, yes, that would depend. I mean, you ask some of them, they'd be like, they need to get a spine. Or are they white Christians? No, then I'm sorry. They're on their own because it's only only the white Christians, the real persecuted minority of Australia.
I'm thinking about talking to a politician who's, you know, not a dick.
Good
luck. Good luck with that.
Guys, by the way, if you are facing any of these issues yourself, so if you have any issue that you want to talk about, you can always call Beyond Blue on 1300 224636, and that's a 24-hour line. You can also call Q Life. Let me just put the number for that right now. But basically, yeah, so these things are a common part of in our community. You don't need to deal with them yourself. One of the issues that comes with being bisexual and the doubt that tends to surround that, because it is questioned in ways that people do not no longer really question being gay or lesbian or even being trans, it's important to remember that your feelings are real and they're valid. They might not be reality. So what you're feeling as far as doubt, you know, the doubts you're having might not have place in reality. So your doubts about your sexuality, they are valid and they might be distressing for you. It's okay. It's yes. okay to have doubts. It's okay yes. to question. It doesn't mean you're going to be kicked out of anything, not if we have anything to say about it.
And you know what? If you do a whole lot of self-examination and a whole lot of thinking and a whole lot of talking and you realise you're not bisexual, we still like you.
We still yeah. like you lots, as long as you didn't trash our house while you were staying.
Right.
And if you do want to call Q Life, which is an LGBTI-specific hotline, they're from 3 p.m. to midnight every day on 1-800-184-527.
So the bi community here in Melbourne is growing, ever so slowly, but it is. And we're also reaching out internationally. We've had this year on this show, we've spoken to the people at the London Bisexual Network. We've had some contact with...
an amazing True Spirit artist in Canada.
Right, in Canada as well.
She followed me on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh! Nice. So Shawnee followed you?
That's lovely.
She didn't follow me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all by myself.
Yeah, right. But it's important. I mean, it's important that we... This is why visibility is important and that we create some very sort of formal and organised spaces that can be seen. And look...
And we swap resources and share information.
Exactly, exactly. And just to make contact with each other because, you know, just being with our mob matters.
Exactly. And it really does. I think what I... You know, before I started to do the show with Joy, I had never really been part of the queer community. I had not really gone to... I'd gone to marriage equality rallies because I felt very strongly about that issue, but more for my brother than for myself. I did not go to queer spaces at university because I went there once or twice and I just did not feel comfortable just because the language being used, the way they were referring to women who slept with men and all that kind of stuff, and I just did not really feel like it was a place for me. And having been on this show and being around people like Anthony and James who are, as I mentioned, you know, who have been people who have been working very hard to create spaces for bisexual people and actually realising that we are not only allowed but need to have our own community and can talk about our feelings, and that and every guest we've had on here who's just reaffirmed issues that I'd felt were very much just me for a very large part of my life has been hugely changing. And that is something that I want... You know, the idea of other people going through all that without knowing that they're not alone is heartbreaking for me. So it's been very important to kind of to be able to do this show, to increase visibility and to work with Anthony with Melbourne Bisexual Network and to reach out to all these people all around the world and within Australia to remind ourselves and each other that we are very valid and that there are beautiful things about our sexuality and about being multigender attracted and that it is a... benefit and should be embraced and celebrated as much as anything else.
Amen to that. And if you want to catch some more of that inspiration, Ruby will be talking at a conference. She will be representing bisexual...
Represent.
Yeah, the bisexual experience and lifestyle and health and well-being issues. The Marriage Equality website, go to their website.
The Equality Project.
Sorry, the Equality Project Australia, website. Yeah. Go to the conference link and you can register for the... Better Together Conference in 2018. This is a conference that's happening at the Melbourne Town Hall on the 12th and 13th of January. And I'm guessing it's the first queer conference where bisexual people are going to be given so much space on the main stage and in smaller conference rooms to talk about bi issues.
Well, it's so the whole point of the Better Together conference, which and Anthony is also going to be speaking. Just going to throw that out there, Anthony. Nice try. You think you can avoid this? You think you can avoid the limelight? Nice try. But so the aim of the Better Together conference is to really look at the different issues that are facing different parts of our community. To what happens after marriage. marriage equality? What else is, like, you know, how do we address issues with race, which definitely, you know, there are huge issues with racism in the queer community. There are huge issues with sexism. There are issues with ableism, you know, and so we are looking at bringing together groups from, you know, from queer Indigenous people, so queer people with disabilities, bisexual people, trans people, intersex people, you know, non-binary people, people from the groups that often do not get a seat at the table and do not get a say in what our community claims that we all want.
Right.
And but for that, for us to be able to have a say and to really have our voices heard, we do have to show up.
Right.
So I would really encourage anyone who's thinking about it to check it out and to come along. There's the Bi Caucus, which is on the Friday. And so that's basically, they're starting the conference by having like a UN of all the different groups. So, you know, we're all going to go into like different rooms and sit down and discuss our grievances,
right,
and put together a list of demands. No, right. not demands.
Put that together.
Softer words.
Cutting out letters from newspapers and magazines, like, you know, and blowing them on a sheet of paper.
We want chocolate biscuits now. No, but so basically coming together and then all of us, like, and spokespeople from each group coming together and saying, well, here are the individual issues that we are facing our community, and here's what we'd like to have that we are not currently getting, and here's how we think we can work together to get it. So I think this is something that is really important for us, for every, and, like, you know, and allies are welcome as well. It's actually really important for allies to come too,
because,
you know, we are still a minority in the population. We can't move forward unless everybody is okay with that, and Australia, you know, is getting there.
Yeah,
they get a C. 61%, that's a C.
Yeah, it is. Yes, we're good by C.
Good by C. So get along there, and there'll be lots of stalls there handing out show bags and all sorts of things, and the Melbourne Bisexual Network and Bi Alliance Victoria, I'm thinking, are going to be sharing a stall there. Mm-hmm. And we will be...
We check with your wife, James.
I read that email. Yeah.
So we'll be there. We'll be up for a chat. Come and say hello and grab a badge and shake our hand, give us a cuddle and...
Just ask first. And I love cuddles as long as people ask.
Yeah. And let us know what you think. And if you want to be involved in the bi spaces that we've created here in Melbourne, feel free to inquire and come along.
Absolutely. We are always stronger together. That's the whole point of community. And I cannot overemphasize how affirming and empowering being in a community of your mob, as Davey from Urban Dreaming put it, can be. It's a life-changing experience, guys, so please come along. We are going to run to another song. This one is, the brilliant Gettin' By featuring Pete Gardner from Crazy Ex-Girlfriends. You might have heard this one about a million times on our show, but that's okay.
Our unofficial theme song.
I think it's pretty close to being official at this point. What will it take? Anyway, guys, this is Triple Bypass, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Why, but I like ladies and I like guys. I realize it's a surprise, but now I see that that's just me. It's not like I even tried. So if you ask me how I'm doing, here is my reply. I'm getting by. I'm getting by. Oh yeah, I'm letting my till the day I die. Now some may say, are you just gay? Why don't you just go gay all the way? But that's not it, cause bi's legit. Whether you're a he or a she, we might be a perfect fit. And one more thing, I tell you what, being bi does not imply that you're a player or a slut. Sure, I like sex.
Please make him stop.
Slow until I feel at ease. So if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm feeling peppy, sprightly, spry. I'm getting by. I'm getting by. And it's something I'd like to demystify. If not a phase, I'm not confused, not indecisive. I don't have the gotta choose blues. I don't care if you wear high heels or a tie. Catch my eye because I'm definitely bi. Big man! I'm getting
intellectual to get that I'm bisexual.
This is Joy 94.9, and you are listening to Triple Bypass, the show for all you multi-gender-attracted people out there. We are three beautiful bisexuals here with all the relatable content you could possibly want. And that was Getting By from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend featuring Pete Gardner, which is our unofficial slash official theme song at this point.
Love it.
I think we were talking during the break about how, so the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, despite the title, is kind of a very, very clever and progressive about, it's actually about underlying mental health issues, particularly how they manifest in women. And it does seem like, you know, all of us have experienced watching a show where you've seen a character who is clearly multi-gender attracted and you're just waiting for them to say, you know, like, well, what are you? Are you gay or are you straight? Like, just say the word.
Say the word. Say the word.
You never say the word.
I don't like to put labels on it. God damn it!
Oh, I don't like labels. I just, like, right. I like people, not genitals.
I'm attracted to people. And so, I'm sorry, if you do identify in this way at all, we are not mocking you whatsoever. We're just mocking the mainstream media's reluctance to use the B word.
Right.
Or the P word, you know, because pan is a thing as well.
Pirate? Oh, right.
They use pirate all the time, man. No fear of that. But, you know, especially because, you know, like, oh, who needs labels? Ah, people who want to find their friends in their community. That's who uses labels. But so basically in this show, in that song, you got a guy, you know, singing a song where every lyric is basically explicitly about bisexuality and the particular issues of being bi, doing it with a sax solo in front of a bi flag.
Right. Belting it out.
Belting it. So that is now the standard for representation, and I will accept nothing less.
Anybody else is underachieving.
Right. That's how we should walk into every new room with new people in it.
We need to bring boomboxes back just for that song.
I'm just going to go do a job interview today. I'm taking my sax and my giant bi flag with me.
And my band of two women and two men. It's normal. People there just to make sure everyone gets it.
I don't know how.
I don't know why.
So what would you say is your best quality? Well,
I have a musical talent. Speaking of being bi, so one of the things that I have been struggling with recently is I am currently dating somebody, and that's really great. And I'm dating a cis guy for the first time in a while. And I won't lie, when I first was like, this is a nice guy, I'm looking forward to going on a date with him, I had this, like, nervous dread of, shit, people are going to think I'm straight.
Mm.
And that, then it, you know, it sounds kind of funny, this, like, but shit, I will not fit into my community anymore, or crap, I'm going to, people, like, you know, I'm going to rock up at Pride and like that, and people are going to be really awful, or they're going to cut me off, or they're going to start, like, you know, hanging stuff on me, and think, oh, so you're straight now, so this is what you are now. Because that has been my experience. And it's the experience, I think, for a lot of bi people is that, you know, there's that kind of, because even if you're dating someone of the same sex who appears to be the same sex, you know that even if people will mistake you for being gay or a lesbian, you can still be in the community.
Right.
You're still under the rainbow umbrella.
Exactly. And, you know, and so you'll fit, people won't look at you as in, like, look at you, like, you know, narrow your eyes, be like, why are you here?
Yeah. And this might sound a bit heterophobic, which I can be. You know, we've worked far too hard to break down that part of the assumption that we are not straight.
Mm-hmm.
And being with the opposite sex partner can take us right back there sometimes.
It can. And so, because then they start throwing around, and I hate this term, but you've got straight passing privilege.
Yes.
Mm. And I just have, so I suppose, okay, I'm going to go, so a friend of mine who, now another, another section of the rainbow that gets this particular term thrown at them a lot is aromantic and asexual people. Because for some reason the idea is that if you're not actively having sex, you can't sit with us.
If your genitals are not currently interacting with another human being, you're straight.
Yeah, or if they never will, like, you know, what are you even doing here? Uh-huh. And so one of my friends put up this post, which I thought was really, really good. So I'm going to read that to you now, if that's cool. So, and it's, a passing privilege is not a real thing. The term passing was used to describe African Americans whose skin and facial features were light enough they could escape from slavery to somewhere else and live in a state of constant fear of being found out. People who could pass did not have any sort of privilege. They simply lived out their oppression in different ways. They still suffered at the hands of the system that had been built to subjugate them. Arguing that anyone is oppressed, Anyone who is oppressed has passing privilege is fundamentally misunderstanding what passing is and how dangerous it is. A trans woman who passes for a cis woman is in as much danger of being a victim of violence, of being murdered, as her non-passing sisters, especially if a cis man feels tricked into finding a man attractive. A bisexual man who passes for heterosexual is more likely to be abused by hetero and homosexual partners, who will then blame his sexuality for dissatisfaction in the relationship. A high-functioning neurodivergent person, someone who has something that is considered to be divergent, such as autism on spectrum disorder, ADHD, schizophrenia, something like that, they're more likely to suffer the same lack of accommodation as any lower-functioning person with the same disability will be expected to achieve more because they aren't really affected by it. Passing means having your struggles erased or considered lesser because there's a chance that you could be seen as normal in the eyes of passerbys. This is not a privilege. It is living your life in terror of being found out. It's being denied access to the community and services that claim to support you. It's oppression in its most insidious form. It pretends that you have gained something positive through the way that you experience oppression.
Right, wow. That is such an important message, and it sounds so burdensome. It sounds like such a heavy weight to carry, and you're right. I mean, passing is horrible, having to pass, needing to be that vigilant.
And I think about that really, all of this spoke to me, but particularly being denied access to your community. That was what really, really spoke to me, because that has been my experience for a very long time. And so I think, when people, got angry about marriage equality, you're bi, you could already get married. It's like that reaction, what you're doing to me right now, that's a part of my oppression. I might not be yelled at in the street the same, when I'm walking with a man I'm dating, but I will be locked out of a community that has supports that I desperately need because I still suffer because of my sexuality and because the fact that the system I live in still considers my sexuality to be abhorrent.
Any benefit you might get from it is by nature double-sided. It's always give and take. There's always a cost to every benefit.
And it's not even a benefit because it's just a different way of the oppression being acted out. And somehow that is a different kind of oppression, to be told that your suffering is in some ways still a benefit that people are angry at you for having. And so I suppose and I feel people waking up to this a lot more as we get on. And I think once we kind of move away from the gender binary, which we're all doing because kids are so gender queer and it's beautiful, as it starts to happen, it's happening less and less. I just want people to who listen to this who might have felt that they aren't entitled to be in queer spaces or are taking up space that should be going to a gay or a lesbian or a trans person. You are allowed and you are welcome. And if anyone makes you feel otherwise, shoot us an email, we'll come find them.
To give them a stern talking to.
Of course, a very, very stern talking to. I, as you might have guessed from this, I'm a great talker. I can literally talk off someone's ears.
I confused a straight person on the internet the other day.
Yeah. I love doing that.
I was at the Sia concert and somebody tweeted, I'm at Sia. This is a man said something really nice that I responded to. I'm at Sia and it's weird/awesome to be in the minority as a white, middle-aged, straight male. I said, yep, same for me, except in parentheses, except for the straight bit. And he said, my gay male brethren are evidently well presented. And I said, well, not one of them either. And he just responded with, okay.
Okay.
Just baffling people. Yeah, that's my job, to confuse people on the internet.
Yeah.
I love doing that. It's just so great. I like confusing them in real life too because of my haircut, a lot of people, a lot of older straight men assume I'm a lesbian. And so they get really surprised. And it's like, yeah, I'm sitting with this really nice guy. They're just like, oh, I thought I was
what?
Like,
what did you think?
And then someone was I mentioned LGBT. I'm like, I don't even know what those words mean. I'm like, lesbian,
right.
Gay, bisexual, transgender, yeah. Intersex.
Yeah.
I know what those means. Yes, yes, you do. Yeah. LGBTI. Yeah. That's it, my friend.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious when you see people on sort of panels or even on Q&A where they try and say LGBTI and they fuck it up.
Yes.
But LGBTI,
those people.
Oh, and especially... And so today a study was published, which I mentioned briefly, that was actually showing the... It was a survey that was done over from October to November for the LGBTIQ community about how they've been going during the postal survey. And it showed that our experiences of verbal and physical assault had more than doubled. And that 90% of us had experienced, you know, extreme stress. And that a lot of us, over 60% of us were not talking about it. And even the person I was interviewing, who was a really lovely queer woman, kind of saying, you know, for gay and lesbian people. And I was like, so will your study go into maybe the separate areas of the community? For example, trans and intersex people have often been used as, you know, scapegoats in a lot of the fear-mongering ads. Bisexual people often find themselves erased from messages of support. She's like, yeah, you know, for gay and lesbian people. I was like, I was trying.
I was trying to help you. So there's a cool new show coming up on
there
Joy
is,
after this.
That's right. And so that's coming up quite soon. So that's Local Roots, which is our new Australian music show. And that's with Jason. And it is his first show. So
I'm not absolutely sure, but I think it's the first dedicated Australian music show.
No, we had Bite Me Down Under.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
And I have to admit, I'm quite sad that name's being retired because I love it so much. But we are wrapping up here, guys. So as I said, so you can check out the conference we've been talking about, which is at the Equality Project AU. Check out Better Together or the Better Together Conference. Also, if you've enjoyed this show, if you're just tuning in now because you want to listen to Local Roots, totally feel that. But if you've liked what you've heard, you can find the entire show will be up as a podcast soon or any of our other shows at joy.org.au/triplebypass or on iTunes. We'll be back next week at 9.
Yes, and we have a big few weeks coming up. Summer is our party season, the queer party season.
I personally am always a bit worried about summer because I am a pale person. Yeah. And this moon tan of mine, it takes some effort to maintain.
You're worried about spending summer at the red end of the rainbow.
Oh, gosh. It's like a cooked lobster. It's not pretty, but I'm going to try for all yous because we've got midsummer coming up as well, which I've got an exciting announcement to make about that soon. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. We do love you all. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I'm James.
Thanks for listening.
This has been Triple Bypass, and you are...
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple Bypass.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple Bypass.
Triple Bypass.
Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.